Welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. The best way to kick it off, the best way we're going to kick it off today is going through the levels. And this is where it gets interesting. The market cap is currently $184 billion. We have seen massive depreciation over the last 48 hours, which we'll get into why in a second. Bitcoin is currently trading at $5,606, down 0.5%. Ripple currently trading at 47 cents, down 1%. Ethereum currently trading at $177. Wow. Which is down 0.5%. We have Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $400, down 5%. Stellar currently trading at 24 cents, and that's up 5%. EOS currently trading at $4.57, up 2%. And we have Litecoin currently trading at $42, down 0.5% as well. The market cap. So let's focus on that, see what's been going on, see why we have seen a massive depreciation. There's been a lot of what is known as FUD. There's been a lot of fake stories. There's been a lot of fear, not much greed. Fear and greed is normally how the crypto markets typically work, where you see sharp uprises and ideally small pullbacks. However, in the last 24 hours in the crypto space, we have had a mass movement to the downwards direction. And one of the reasons why we are seeing this is due to Bitcoin Cash's mining situation, which we'll dive into in a second. But let's take a look at what's going on with regards to the market cap. So the best place to start it is yesterday. Around the afternoon, we had the market cap of over $100 billion. Going through that in the evening, we saw it at $96 billion, where it fell off downwards to $87 billion in the space of around an hour. So that's a huge, huge loss there. That's over $10 billion wiped out in under an hour. So that shows you what has been going on and the seriousness and the complexities to that. But there's also the other side where people are commenting, saying that it's a good thing because once again you're flushing out all the fake holders out there, or people holding on to let's just call them poo coins. People holding on to those coins that have been doing so well. There isn't really anything going on with the projects. And there's a lot of people talking about how that's good, how that's a great thing, because once again, we're flushing those guys out and we're really getting this thing streamlined, which is open for debate. Anyway, let's get down to business. Let's get on to the next part of the show and find out what's going down with the market, what's going on, and what people are saying. So the current state of the cryptocurrency markets, with Bitcoin Cash forking into two different currencies, BCHSV and BCHABC, creating considerable hash wars which are ongoing. One worrying aspect of this fork is that some wallets, particularly the Bitcoin.com wallet, saw its Bitcoin Cash value lower considerably. Which is interesting because the average price on the wallet was around $360 on Friday morning, in contrast with the total price of $446 on eToro, although admittedly, trading was frozen on the platform. In the meantime, Bitcoin had hit another bottom and exchange volume spikes by 80%. Why is this happening? Are we going deeper into this bear market? What does this mean for the future of crypto? So here is some of the views from some different participants within the community. So Danny Kim, head of growth for SFOX, a dealer for institutional cryptocurrency trade, said that volatility ultimately boils down to the basic economic forces of supply and demand and uncertainty. Uncertainty is what's driving volume and volatility this time around, just as it did earlier this year with the August 17 Bitcoin fork and the December 17th launch of Bitcoin futures. This rampant volatility validates that there's a lot of money behind crypto and that the trading infrastructure has improved to handle more flow. We probably won't see that volume slowing down until the Bitcoin Cash hash war settles. So John Fraser, co-founder of Origin Protocol, a platform for decentralized sharing economy marketplaces, observed that the best path forward for blockchain is to stop focusing on market swings and focus on building great technology. We are bullish on both Bitcoin and Ethereum, thinking as well that the market will recover before the end of the year. But we're most encouraged by the caliber of talent that is continuing to flood into this industry. Origin has always been focusing on building. The rapidly increasing level of development driven by top talent that we're seeing across this space is what will continue to move the sector forward, he added. Andy Bloomberg, co-founder and president of CoinList, a platform for listing digital tokens, explained that a single event, like a fork, can be a significant factor across wider crypto markets thanks to their relative immaturity. Large holders will often make trades across multiple coins, causing ripple effects beyond the asset that instigated the movement, he added. Jimmy Zong, co-founder of IOST, enterprise-grade blockchain infrastructure, said that the market continues to be unpredictable, the way it has always been. Bitcoin has been declared dead 316 times. This feels like the continuation of a natural cycle. And it's important to note that even in the turbulence, the blockchain industry is flourishing. We have never had so much top-tier talent in the space before, and the tech has been evolving in leaps and bounds. I try not to concern myself with short-term market volatility because this space is going to revolutionize nearly every facet of the economy. To quote the American classic Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come to you. So it's interesting hearing different different people from different sectors of the industry, really what their thoughts are, where we are, what's going on. And I really have to say the general consensus is that the market will do what the market does. But the technology is what we have to focus on. We can't control the price, but what we can control is the energy and the focus into the tech and building that out and continually making it better day by day. As I know, so many people are around the world. By having the recent pleasure to go abroad, it's amazing that you go to another country, another place, another way of life, and people are doing exactly the same things that you are. They're pushing forward, they're working hard continuously to really make the world a better place and to really make the project as best as can be. But most people I meet are not just focused on the project. They're focused on the entire space and they're focused on doing good by the entire space. That's what they're focused on. They have big ambitions and big dreams, and that's what we like to hear. But kind of focusing on Bitcoin Cash here. So with one iteration of the Bitcoin Cash protocol being called Satoshi's Vision, which stands for SV, or Bitcoin SV, directly opposing the upgrades introduced through the project's long-dominated Bitcoin ABC implementation, the Bitcoin blockchain forked into two distinct networks with two separate currencies. And while so-called hash war has been greatly anticipated for now, at least the two chains are steadily mining blocks on their respective networks. Threats of cross-chain sabotage hinted by the Bitcoin SV proponents have yet to materialize, nor has any retaliation on the opposing side. So really, initially, I mean, the Bitcoin ABC network was the only Bitcoin Cash platform to successfully create new blocks and validate transactions after the system upgrade or hard fork went live. The two blocks in, however, the Bitcoin SV network saw its first block mined at 1829 UTC. Mining pool Mempool mined the first block of Bitcoin SV, with SV pool and CoinGeek mining subsequent blocks. Mining pools Bitcoin.com, BTC.com, and AntPool have controlled the ABC action to date. At this current point in time, Bitcoin ABC is 10 blocks ahead of Bitcoin SV, according to data compiled by CoinDance. Thus far, most blocks mined on the Bitcoin ABC network have featured over 1,000 transactions, though starting at 2048 UTC, a significant drop in both block size and transaction count have recorded on Blockchain Explorer site BlockChair. A few hours after before hard fork activation, mining pools purporting to Bitcoin to supporting the Bitcoin SV roadmap controlled a super majority of the Bitcoin Cash network. However, according to Bitcoin Cash and monitoring site CoinDance, Bitcoin ABC is now leaning in terms of total hash power support. One such example that received high attention over the course of today's events was mining pool Bitcoin.com, which released an announcement to users saying all hash power going into mining the Bitcoin blockchain could be temporarily deployed to mining ABC blocks. So remaining questions that are here, as much as we might expect the two existing two Bitcoin Cash chains, leaves many questions, primarily regarding what will transpire in the days that come and whether one chain ultimately gives way too much to another. There was also an event Thursday which left lingering questions as shown by Blockchain Explorer block Dozer. A major spike in activity occurred within minutes of the chain split. Who caused this spike in transaction activity and for what purpose remains unknown at this current point in time, though the potential for another spam attack in efforts to overload either network has remained unclear. So this is super interesting. We're in a situation now where communities have divided, and that's the issue with forks that I see. It really divides the community and really divides the energy and attention where it should be focused with working with one. However, this is the choice that has been made, and be interesting to see the outcome and what will come through, which one is really going to lead the way, because at the minute they're seeing kind of bumping heads. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember, as always, to join us on Telegram, SVK Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And feel free to email myself if you have any questions or queries. CStory, @svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.